This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The British government has approved the U.S. extradition of an Islamist preacher. One of the offenses he's accused of is trying to establish a terrorist training camp in Oregon. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
U.S. officials allege that Abu Hamza al-Masri conspired to establish a jihadi training camp in Bly, Oregon in 1999. They also accuse al-Masri of participating in a deadly hostage-taking incident in Yemen in 1998 and facilitating terrorist training in Afghanistan. 49-year-old al-Masri, who was born in Egypt, is instantly recognizable. He has only one eye and hooks for hands, which he says he lost fighting the Soviets in Afghanistan. He was formerly one of the leaders at Finsbury Park Mosque in London, which was attended by September 11th conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui and convicted shoe bomber Richard Reid. He was arrested in Britain on a US extradition warrant in 2004, but then sentenced to 7 years imprisonment here for fomenting racial hatred and urging his followers to kill non-Muslims. Al-Masri may be extradited before his term in a British jail is completed. His lawyer said he would appeal against yesterday's ruling. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.